Jesus, we trust in you. Please bring peace and faith into the hearts of those who are fearful. We belong to you and trust you to meet our needs during this time of transition. Amen. Well, my precious family, many of you have overreacted and not focused on what Jesus said the solution will be. So I am repeating part of the message for you so you can have some peace. The president is well aware of everyone's needs, and I believe has prepared a solution for this that will take care of everyone. The dollar is again going to get strong and be a world currency, but I don't believe it will have Masonic symbols on it. I believe it will truly be in God we trust design and reflect the Christian principles that are now reforming this nation. For a time, it might seem like a crisis, but I trust that the Lord has chosen this man, Donald Trump, to lead our nation because he's not going to neglect people's retirement funds. He's going to make good on things. There are trillions of dollars that have been confiscated from the deep state, and I believe he will use that money to repair the damage done to Social Security. The Lord is going to take care of us. He's telling us these things now so we will not panic and lose hope. Thank him for warning us, and let's all pray and support our president when the time comes. You know, what he's really saying, guys, is don't leave your money in the banks because there's going to be a big upset. Take your money and put it into something viable like gold so that you can recover from that. Now, not very many of us have a lot of money to invest in gold, but I showed you before in the last message, with $30 you can buy some gold and keep it at home. Just remember where you hid it. Okay. There are others who have more to invest and you'll know what to do because you have brokers. So that's not important for you to know. Anyway, I want to say I am not promising you that this is going to happen on January 1st, 2018. I'm telling you it's going to happen at some time in the foreseeable future, and he wants us to be prepared now. That is why he's telling us to turn our discretionary cash into gold. There are many different forms of gold, but APMEX, APMEX, seems to be the established standard that can be trusted. And that's sold at Walmart, too. He did not say anything about food, but we are stocking up so we can have a few weeks ahead of time on dog food and cat food and a few items. But don't panic. Just do the reasonable thing. Pool your resources with your family. And he may be telling us now because we have more time than we think to prepare. So turn your hearts to prayer, trust in the Lord, and refuse to fall into fear or panic, which is of the devil. You're going to be a light in the darkness when things get difficult. Your peace of mind is going to be a light to other people. Remember, this president is going to take America into an unprecedented time of prosperity. So this is only temporary. It's an adjustment in a very corrupt system that's been around for a long time and has done a lot of damage and is controlled by the deep state. I'm sure that President Trump doesn't want them to have their fingerprints on anything that belongs to this nation, period. So again, here's what the Lord said yesterday, just the part of it that you need to hear again in order to have peace. The Lord bless you. Jesus began, "It will not happen all in one day. Just like the real estate crisis, it will begin in one day and end in one day, several months later. This is part of my cleansing of this nation. This is a wake-up call to my people who are sitting on the fence. It's time to get your souls in order. This is not just about money. It's about a decadent people who have forgotten me. No longer will one group of Christians be alive and the other dead, spiritually that is. Rather, this will shake the death and lukewarmness out of them to wake up, pay attention, and respond to me. It will not be all that disastrous as you first thought, because it is true, your president is expecting this and has prepared for it. This will not take him by surprise. Although the media will attempt to blame him, that won't last long, as more and more of the corrupt media and politicians are brought to justice. This will not stop him from bringing these criminals to justice. It will confuse people, but only for a short time. It is the praying Christians who will hold this nation together. Guys, the Lord is counting on us. We can't let him down. Oh, my heart aches for those who do not know better, he continued, and have been so lazy, refusing to read the signs of the times. Oh, how I ache and hurt for them. It truly is a harsh measure to bring them into a state of awareness, for they've chosen to sleep through many things they should have been aware of. This unfortunately goes with the middle-class liberal lifestyle as well, as the elderly, retired, who didn't rock the boat but just fit into the mold of conformity, counting up their retirement benefits. Families will be called upon to support their own elderly, putting a new burden on them. This also is by my design, to wake them up from a selfish lifestyle and draw them into hearts of charity and caring, even as the scriptures advise, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. That's Ephesians 6:1. Claire, this is only temporary. Everything will bounce back in a few months. Timing depends much on your prayers, all of your prayers. I do not want you to have the idea that this is the end. It is not the end. It is a temporary adjustment and correction to a society of materialism. You will recover. All will recover. But it will be a difficult transition. I just want you to be prepared to do what you can for all involved and to keep this mission afloat while the transition is taking place. There will be a resurgence of holiness and prosperity that, if handled well, will last quite a season. However, if people begin to forget me again, that will be the beginning of the end. I want you to be encouraged, Jesus continued. I want you to encourage others along with the warning. There are several steps they too can take. First and foremost is prayer and support your president. He will not lead you astray. He will lead you out of this collapse if you pray and follow him. Encourage others to follow him and to stay in prayer. Much will depend on how much you stay in prayer, fast, and give. There is not going to be the kind of rioting and pandemonium you imagine. It's going to be a slow, increasing depression until the system rights itself. It will put a hole in the president's economy, but it's going to bounce back. As I have told you before, rest in me, trust me. It's not going to be as traumatic as some have presented it who wanted to sell their schemes. There's a lot of that on the internet. Nevertheless, he continued, turning your cash into gold is still the right thing to do until the system rights itself.